It's Power Back Time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each episode brings you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've unintentionally given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back. Welcome to this week's Power Back episode. Today's time together is really about building up your motivation, about giving you a pep talk, about giving you the fuel that you so desperately are craving in your life. Look, we all have moments and circumstances and situations when you start feeling like a piece of shit, right? Like your brain takes over, your mind takes over, your actions stop, like everything just feels so much bigger and heavier than what typically it actually is. And so while all of that is happening, sometimes all you need is a little bit of infusion in your mind. Sometimes that can be music. Sometimes that can be a TED talk. Sometimes that can be being with a person that you love to be around. And sometimes it's just a little bit of motivation in your ear. So I want you to keep this Power Back episode, number 153, earmarked, bookmarked in your pocket, so that when you are having a moment, because you are a human, and as a human you have thoughts and feelings and experiences and emotions and all kinds of stuff that comes up, keep this episode in your pocket, refer back to it, and I hope that when you are in those moments that this short, sweet, direct, and blunt episode gives you the motivation, the grace, the inspiration, the swift kick in the mental ass, and the big ass hug that you're needing in that moment. Whatever you're feeling in this particular moment, whatever you chose to tune into this today, I want you to know that it's temporary. That fear, the worry, the overthinking, the what ifs, the pressure, the weight, the responsibilities, all the eyes that are on you, I want you to know that it's not forever. In fact, it can shift today, in this minute, in this second. You see, your thoughts can only control you if you give it permission to. Because whatever your mind is telling you right now, things are not actually falling apart. You are not a failure. You are most certainly not too late, and no one has taken this and can take this from you. This mission, this purpose, this calling, this desire, it's not a lost cause. In fact, it's here, it's now, and it's ready for you. Whatever happened in the past does not define you. It only becomes a label, a pressure, a sore point, if you continue to live that part of your story as your today truth. Every shit sandwich that you have eaten, every failure that you have encountered, the traumatic events that you have lived through, they don't get to stop you anymore. You've done the work. You continue to do the work, and you continue to show up. And so while your brain is trying to convince you that you're not good enough, you're not worthy, you don't have time, you're too late, it's too big, you're going to screw it up anyway, who the hell do you think that you are? I want you to remember that those are not your voices. Those are the voices from people from your past. A comment that was implanted into your brain and grown like a seed that wanted to control your entire forest. Those voices are the echoes of times past. And your only job right now is to recognize that those things are not true. They don't get to define you. They don't get to continue to control you. And they most certainly no longer get to stop you from doing the magic that you know that you're fucking capable of doing. That forest of planted thoughts gets to be reimagined. And the echoes of the voices that radiate throughout your world get to be shifted. Because before all of those weeds and vines and thorns were planted, before the sun went away and the clouds came over, before the voices told you to sit down, be quiet, you're too much, you're too loud, you're not allowed, you were an explorer, a magic creator, a believer, going through the forest like this incredible, magical little fairy, discovering new things, finding beauty, leaning into your curiosity. You believed that anything was possible because it was. The beauty is that it is still possible. And that incredibly curious, talented, inquisitive little girl inside of you is always with you. This is the energy that you get to bring back into your present day moment. You see, this is nothing more than forgetting who you are and what you're truly capable of. And if my energy, my aura, my voice, my words are doing something to you today, know that this is your wake-up call. This is your chance to wake up to the possibility that you are fucking capable. That little girl lives inside of you each and every day, and at a moment's notice, you can invoke her. You can bring her out. She can play. She can be curious, and she can go on an adventure. I want you to know that everything is working out in your favor right now. That your past experiences, failures, challenges, they've all taught you something. It's like having this incredible tool belt full of knowledge and wisdom and thoughts and abilities, all because you got to go through something. And while that something was hard in that moment, you've learned something from it. It has shaped you to become who you are today. I want to remind you that the time is now and that this is possible. What you're thinking and feeling, that vision that you keep getting pulled towards, that feeling that you have to do or act or be, it's possible because it's here. You are here and it is now. You are incredibly smart, worthy, needed, creative, powerful, and able. And this is your wake-up call, my friend, to wake up to the possibility that you can shift what's happening in your mind, that those things no longer get to control you, that right now you can get up, dance, shake, move your body, move the energy, rage, scream, stomp, throw a fucking temper tantrum, cry, sob, release. All that you're feeling, all that tension, that buildup, that monumental, like, feels like the fucking world is caving in on you, is nothing more than stuck energy. This is your call to get up and move your body, to reclaim your space, your energy, your time, and your fucking passions. This is your time to move through, because you know that the only way out is through. And that's what you're being asked to do right now. Because what if today you decided that you can? What if today you decided that you will? You will choose yourself. You will choose to take action. You will choose to say yes. You will choose to try. What if today you chose to take one tiny step forward? Because I know what you have planned is big, and it feels big sometimes. But the only way that we create the big is through the small, tiny steps, through the small, tiny yeses. So what if today you decided? You decided that this is possible. You decided that you're worthy. You decided that you are capable. And you did one thing. What if you started, finished, or imagined? Look, everything that you see and feel on the inside for your life is fucking possible because it's yours. You're seeing it and feeling it for a reason. And this is not the how game. We're not figuring out the hows and the whens and the whos and all the details. All you're being asked of today is to say yes. And when you say yes to yourself, the momentum builds. The opportunities present themselves. The partners show up. The opportunities come knocking on your doors to say, hey, I see you. I feel you. And what if we did this together? The support shows up. The money shows up. The ability and the knowledge shows up because you have taken that initial step to say, yes, I can. And you want to know what's beautiful about that? No one can take that away from you. No one can take your vision. No one can take your skills. No one can take your abilities because they're your own. So what if today you let yourself? What if you let yourself be more of who you actually are? The radiant, curious, smart, inquisitive, exploratory human being that went into the woods looking for adventure, creativity, and play. What if you allowed yourself to start the business, to change your wardrobe, to move across the country, to change your jobs, to speak up, to try something new? What if you allowed yourself to play and be curious and wander? What if it actually all works out and it is even more glorious than you're even able to imagine today in this moment? You are incredibly smart, talented, imaginative, and able. And you have got this, okay? Look, you don't need my permission to move forward. You need your own. Sometimes all you need is a little voice in your head to remind you that you're insanely fucking capable of doing it. Every chance to try is a chance to learn, to grow, to expand, and to call that thing in so much closer. Today I heard that the heart is magnetic and the mind is electric. And that to call in and manifest and live those things that you know are possible, we must first be and believe. Because when you believe in your heart that you can do this, that you are strong, that you are capable, that you are worthy, that you are ready. You are ready to show up. You are ready to put in the work. You are ready to pull this in. You are ready to live that fucking life. You are ready to make the money that you know is possible. When you believe, you decide. And when you decide, you attract. Your heart sends this incredible magnet out into the world that then brings in this electrical current of possibilities, of connection, of opportunities, of things that you can't even possibly wrap your freaking head around. And all because today, in this moment, you decided. And because of that decision, it all starts to happen. So what's it going to be today, my friend? You're going to get up, move your body, feel what you need to feel, and do the damn thing? Or are you going to keep sitting in the what-ifs, the overthinking, the fear, and the worry? You know, all the shit that keeps stopping you from doing the things that you know you're put on this earth to do. Get up, my friend. Brush it off. Take a walk. Get some sunshine. Pour an incredible cup of hot whatever it is that you love to drink. Shake it out. Play your favorite song. Call a good friend. Journal. Write down what's coming to you. Explode in the most incredible of ways. Because you are what the world needs today. Your time, your talent, your passion, your words, your writing, your creation, your ability, your product, your service, all of you. The world is ready for you to play in your magical forest again and show us the magic that you are insanely capable of. Anytime that you start going down the mental rabbit hole, you feel like you just need a little bit of behind you or need a little bit of pick me up, come back. Tune into this episode. If it made you feel into that, what came up for you, what's happening in your body, what's your mind doing and saying, where are you feeling this inside of your vessel that you were given? Notice it. Remember that your body is forever trying to communicate with you, and your only job is to listen to it. I would be insanely honored to guide you through this process of rediscovering who you are and what it is that you truly want so that you are in alignment in your life, in your business, in your goals, and in the way that you do everything. It would be my true absolute honor to be your coach through this process. So go to lauraora.com, book a discovery call, and come back to this episode anytime you need a little bit of love. You know you can find me on TikTok and Instagram. I'm at that Laura Aura, and as always, until I see you next time, stay gutsy.